Tomorrow is Ascension Day, as you know, the 40th day of Easter. Do you think it seemed like a long time to the disciples? For 40 days, Jesus kept appearing to them and speaking about the kingdom of God. Of course, they did not know how long this kingdom course was going to last. 40 days is about a quarter of our school year. Nor did they know that this 40 days would lead to ascension. But it's in the light of ascension that we read today Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. The Apostle Paul laid out for us the significance of ascension when he wrote to the Ephesians, "He raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come." One message of ascension is clear. He is King. Christ is King. So we realize that it is the Supreme King himself who says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." And yet in our sophisticated age, of all God's promises, this may be the least believed. Many people prefer Benjamin Franklin's "God helps those who help themselves." First, look out for yourself. And because of our sinful nature, we are inclined to say, "Really? All these things will be added? All?" Well, that was all right for simple peasants in Palestine who had few needs in the days when life was not nearly as complicated as it is today. That may be all right for Galilee, Lord, but you simply don't understand the needs in Eau Claire or Madison or Milwaukee or Marquezan, just to mention Wisconsin. Ah, but he does understand. We could probably come up with as many examples as there are people in this room of things being added. One that many people like to remember is Eric Liddell, the famous Scottish athlete. He held the British record for 100-yard dash and was chosen to run in the 1924 Olympics. When he discovered that the qualifying heats would keep him from church on Sunday morning, he stunned his nation by withdrawing from the event. At great sacrifice, he began training for the 440-yard run instead, today 400 meters. On July 11th, Eric had to compete with two men who had each broken the 440 world record that same week in semifinals. And it's said that just before the race, a man slipped up to Liddell and put a piece of paper in his hand with the words, "Them that honor me will I honor," 1 Samuel 2:30. Whether that happened or not, 47.6 seconds later, Eric had established a new world's record for the 440-yard run. Seek first the kingdom of God. Ah, that might have been okay for Eric, a great athlete, but not for me. And still it is not believed in spite of all examples, because they can all be interpreted that it was not added to him by God, but that it was just his hard work. In spite of all examples, except one. look to Christ. He is the example to look to. He was not just another man, he was our man. He came to take our place, to be our head. When he sought the kingdom, gave his life for it, was raised again and ascended to heaven, we won because he was ours. He was our substitute. This is the only example we need and the only one that will give us a faith to withstand everything that rises up against us. A faith that believes that our greatest need is to have him as our king. That if he rules over us, then all the other needs that we may have will be supplied. This opens up all the other examples, lilies of the field, birds of the air, that Jesus used to make the same promise. It applies even to church matters, even. It's been said in our day that lots of churches have the gospel, so we must look for other things, like the size of Sunday school, time of services, how far away it is, what kind of building it is, what kind of furnishings it has. Sometimes this is just another way of putting the gospel down in third or fourth place, as though the gospel is just a form. Jesus died for us and is not affected by other things taught. So the criteria we focus on are the things that are added, and that is what we seek. But ignoring the gospel-destroying teachings and focusing on the things added is like saying, the food in that cupboard looks good, and the nest of cockroaches is way under the sink. So let's see if we like the color of the tablecloths in this restaurant. Both in our personal and in our church life, the important thing is to be ruled by our ascended Lord, to have his righteousness put upon us. All the lesser needs will be added as well. This is the promise of Ascension Day. And this is most certainly true. Hymn 789.